We're distant cousins, yes. Although we didn't know it at the time. Our families knew each other, it turns out, 125 years ago, but not here. They knew each other in Ticino. Somebody gave me a flyer where you had given a talk on Italian Swiss, and I was just, you know, interested in what did you know about all of this. And then you came over to my house one day, brought your family tree that had come from Switzerland, and it turned out that we found a common name in there.
He calls me up and he said he saw my name listed in this program for a presentation. The presentation was on Italian food, but I was given a presentation for somebody else who'd gotten sick, so it wasn't even really my presentation. It was on the food of the Puglia region, so I basically was reading it. And then he calls me up one night, and I said, well, let's get together in a few months. So I bring over to him this small little family tree. And by chance, we both had a Caterina Dedini or Dodini.
I mean, the thing that I absolutely needed was somebody to help me with the Italian. First time I went over there in 1970, I went and met my grandfather's family, which lived there, not here. And I realized none of them spoke any English.
30 years ago, I went to Ticino for the first time, and I knew a little Spanish, and I used that. And I told my friend Randy at the time, I got to learn some Italian to come back. Well, it changed my life, because after that, I went to school and learned Italian, then went on to graduate school and studied Italian literature. What do I do now? I teach Italian. So, I mean, it completely changed my life.
I mean, we did quite a bit of traveling around there together, going to different things. He'd shown me different things that I would not have seen. And I think I've helped you with learning some of the background of your family through my research, and you helped me a lot by introducing me to some of the culture. An American can go to a place, even if you came from there, and not really understand much of it. And I would say that from my first trips to Chino, I had hardly any idea. Why did they live the lives that they live? Why the old stone houses? Why do they live up on the hills rather than in the flat area?
I had some relatives that did go back, and it was interesting how sometimes they were happy to go back, and they'd tell my grandfather, things had changed. My grandfather said, well, it's been 20, 30 years. What did you expect? Well, don't you remember the nice road before it was paved? My grandfather said, it was muddy in the winter. It's better now that it's paved. Oh, but it was so nice back then. Oh, is that why we immigrated? He was more a realist. He said, hey, no, it was like third world in some of these places in the Ticino back then. That's why they had this exodus of people. They didn't leave because, oh, California's beautiful. They left because they needed to eat.
My mother, who died last year at the age of 101, was the last pure Swiss in my family. I guess your father's pure Swiss.
Yeah.
But that's only because your grandparents were at the end of the migration, mine were at the start. But there's a sense of knowing the culture, knowing something, and kind of having somewhat of an idealized view. When I did try doing my research, I realized how hard their lives were. And as Jay said, they left because they had to. They left because there was a better life here. But especially now among people of the old, younger generation that have gone back. You go to see a different Switzerland than people left 100 years ago.
You're not seeing the Switzerland that their grandparents
No.
Those homes that have been redone, they look pretty on the outside, but at one time they weren't so pretty on the inside. They were dirty, they were dungy, they were drafty. They were cold places to live. There was no future. You may have had a little land. Most of Swiss Italians own some land, but once you divide that up amongst eight children, there's nothing left. Something has to give, and that was called immigration.
Because of my genealogy hobby, I've gotten into DNA research on part of my English family, and I'm involved in an international DNA project on this one English line. Real complicated stuff, but all males carry in their DNA markers from their male line that can be traced, and you can find what your ancestry was 1,000, 2,000 years ago. I've thought one fine day I might try to get a Swiss genealogy project using DNA just of people that I know here that I have traced back to particular villages.
When they were putting the Ticino River into a canal, they found like over 300 tombs from the Iron and the Bronze Age. And I happen, of all things, I happen to find this book in the University of California system on these fines. And so I make a photocopy of the book and send it to Gudo. And so my cousin's passing that book out around to a bunch of the people there so they could read about it. They know about it, but believe it or not, there's not even one plaque or one sign that mentions that they found these tombs.
Does Jay's Grassi family closely related in Lavertezzo in 1600 to the Dodini family that I know traces to Lavertezzo at the same time? Would they have had common ancestors 1,000 years before? Who was there 1,000 years before that?